The North Dakota Public Service Commission has approved a settlement agreement with Xcel Energy concerning the effect of the 2017 corporate tax cuts on North Dakota Xcel Electric customers. Under that settlement, Xcel customers will get a bill credit for tax year 2017. It will average $46. Xcel will get to keep those revenues that would have gone toward taxes for tax years 2018 and 2019 in exchange for a 2-year rate increase moratorium. That means the utility cannot file for a rate increase until the end of 2020. Also, if Xcel makes more money than an allowed 9.85% rate of return, it has to give the over-collections back to customers. PSC Chairman Brian Crosius called it a good deal for North Dakota Xcel customers.
It holds rates constant. The company was looking at a potential rate case to present to the commission. Interim rates would have immediately gone into effect as a result of that as we work through the numbers, and rates would have gone up.
Xcel said without the deal, it would be short of revenue by about $15 million over the next 2 years. Xcel's Dave Sederquist said that's because the utility has made a number of investments to nuclear power plants in Minnesota.
But also transmission investments. Even locally here in North Dakota, we're making a number of improvements to our distribution system. We spent $50 million in Minot upgrading our line there and substations there. So, we're just trying to make sure that our systems are running reliably and safely, and that's driving continual cost pressures for us.
Sederquist says Xcel customers should see that $46 bill credit within a month or so. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.